Well, right now in Thunder Bay, 9 degrees, mainly clear skies. In Kenora, 15 and a few clouds. Sioux Lookout, 11 and a few clouds. And around Dryden, 11, they're clear sky at this time. Geraldton, 11 and cloudy at this hour. Now 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. North Korea tested at least three missiles yesterday. One of them is believed to be the controversial Taepodong 2, a long-range intercontinental missile believed to be capable of hitting parts of Alaska. The White House calls the missile test a provocation, but has yet to say how it plans to respond. Joining me now to talk about the significance of these tests and whether we can expect the U.S. to retaliate is Charles Burton. He served as a Canadian diplomat to China and was in charge of analyzing North Korean affairs. He's now a professor of comparative politics at
the United States. That they should be focused on North Korea. North Korea craves attention, and they certainly got it by this action today.
So what do you think the different options are for the U.S. to respond to the missile launches?
Well, they're very restricted. Certainly the U.S. has been concerned about North Korea's nuclear weaponry buildup for a long time, but anything that they do about it could lead to consequences which are horrendous in terms of North Korean response. Because of North Korea's location, they have the capability to send out weapons that could result in massive loss of life, particularly in South Korea. And so doing things like a strategic nuclear strike on the North Korean nuclear facility would probably lead to such a response. Sanctions are another one, but seeing as North Korea doesn't really have a significant amount of external trade, and because sanctions typically are hard to effectively implement, it probably wouldn't really make a big difference. And then the third one is the diplomatic option of trying to engage North Korea. But America's engagement in North Korea up to now is largely focused on North Korea's reducing its military threat to global peace, and the North Koreans don't see it in their interest to do that without significant changes on the part of the global community's attitude towards the regime.
So from what it sounds like, there's options, but not any of them are a great fit.
That's right, and that's a cause for concern because the situation in North Korea continues to fester. Aside from its military buildup and its constant perfecting of weaponry, it has terrific problem of human rights abuse inside North Korea. It's one of the most repressive regimes ever. And they have problems of food security, so there's a large proportion of the population that are not getting enough to eat, and there's problems of starvation and malnutrition in children, and like it just goes on and on. It really doesn't get much worse than North Korea.
Now, if a direct response from the U.S. is questionable, how can the U.S. pressure other countries, such as China, to get involved?
Well, certainly, the U.S. has got China on board to bring North Korea to the negotiating table in the six-party talks process, and the Chinese typically give North Korea concessions in food aid and energy aid to get them to come to the table, but these talks seem to be mostly about having more talks and talks about not having talks and, talks about will you please stop producing nuclear weapons, and North Korea says no, and so it's not getting anywhere. And so I don't think that there's much more the U.S. can do in terms of pressuring China, because China's capability to influence the regime in North Korea is probably not as great as China thinks, as the United States thinks. China has the ability to change things there if they really wanted to. Obviously, China does not want to have an unstable nuclear regime on its border, so there's really not a question that the United States and China are seriously out of sync on this regime's nature.
So if talks aren't the answer, direct response, whether military or otherwise, isn't the answer, is there any way the U.S. can signal to the North Korean regime that the tests have to stop?
Well, I think that I think the only solution is the diplomatic solution, and I think that the problem is that the United States has such a degree of repugnance to the regime and makes inflammatory statements like North Korea is part of an axis of evil, that it's hard for the current Bush administration to be effective in terms of addressing the great threat that North Korea poses potentially to world peace. And of course, most of the U.S. attention is on the Iraq situation, and so the North Korea file is probably not a big priority for Mr. Bush, and that's unfortunate, because I think that North Korea should be something that we pay a lot more attention to before something really terrible happens.
You're a former diplomat. How would you like to be in that position?
Well, I think that, you know, it would be good if we could get to Pyongyang and start talking to those people directly and trying to identify agents of change and doing everything we possibly can to try and help North Korea get out of this box and become a responsible member of the global community. It, you know, it's a great challenge for diplomacy, but that's what diplomacy is all about.
Well, thanks for trying to explain some of this to us. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Charles Burton is a former Canadian diplomat to China and is a professor of comparative politics at Brock University. He spoke to us from Ottawa this morning.